I'm a little late on my Anchor reviews on things. Well, I haven't done anything. This is my third one in about 8 months. I just did two earlier in the week. This is my review of Black Panther 2 Wakanda Forever movie trailer or teaser. Wow. I'm so far behind on the Marvel movies. I just saw Black Panther about 2 months ago. I'm also behind on Star Wars, but that's another story. On the spin-offs, movies wise. Black Panther 2 starts out with a funeral, close to a funeral. They show somebody looking out over the water, and a woman, I think it's T'Challa's girlfriend. And you see her looking, and you see an island offshore with what looks like Mayan or Aztec buildings on it. This will become key in this story. And they show a pregnant woman, and she gives birth underwater, and you know it's Submariner or Prince Namor, who's the main antagonist in this, because the baby has wings on his feet. Namor has wings on his feet, making him the first, before Apocalypse was introduced, mutant in the Marvel Comics. first printed was Namor. Apocalypse came years later, but even though he was centuries before, never mind. Just those wings give Namor the ability to fly. We see the queen, T'Challa's mother, on the throne, and I guess we know this takes place. We see the funeral. All the Wakandans are in white, so they're mourning T'Challa's death because Chadwick Boseman passed away. We see Rory Williams' character. She is Ironheart. She's the female version of Iron Man from the comics. Young brainiac genius, kind of like. She's there, and we see a battle. We see Namor attacking. What looks like it appears to be attacking Wakanda. There's soldiers attacking a what looks like a sea water a base a sea base, and looks like a war between Wakanda and well, it's not Atlantis because they made him Mayan now, Namor, but it's an underwater city, and it's gonna be interesting. We see the CIA agent Martin Freeman plays Everett Ross, I think is his name. He's back. He was in the first movie. He was in Cold, Captain America, Civil War, and a few other things. Great actor, great character. He made that movie for me in the first one. You see, Angela Bassett's character, the mother, speaking to the United Nations. She's sitting on the throne of Wakanda, saying how she lost her whole family, and she goes, "Have not given everything." And it ends with a there's a battle between the Wakanda's elite guard and the Atlanteans or whatever they call them. And at last scene we see is a new Black Panther, and we think it's T'Challa's sister, but I also think we're gonna be seeing Eric Killmonger back from the dead. He says that he's in the movie and he's got a contract for two more appearances. I'm guessing he's going to become the final Black Panther at the end of the movie, and he will be the final two Avengers movies, Kang Dynasty and Secret Wars. Well, that's it for now. Talk to you guys soon.